You're listening to the Concealed Advantage Podcast.
Hello, I'm Jay Kirtman. You're listening to the Concealed Advantage Podcast. This is episode number 7. Got a few things we're going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about our poll that's been up on our website for a while. I'm going to give you a shooting tip for some semi-automatics. Absolutely fantastic tip. We're going to do that first. Then we're going to talk about something that's going on around Fort Worth, Texas. It comes from the Fort Worth newspaper down there. And also talk about a little bit about what the Army is going to do in light of the shooting in Fort Hood. So we'll get into that right now. Now we're going to get into that shooting tip for semi-automatics. What I want to tell you now is a technique that I call preparing the trigger or setting the trigger. This technique is going to make every shot after your first shot more accurate and smooth. This technique is going to work on a lot of semi-automatic handguns, but in particularly it's going to work on the ones that are double action and striker fired. Weapons such as all the Glocks. Ruger SR9 is the gun that I carry and it works great on it. Now let's get into how to execute the technique. After you fire your first shot, hold the trigger back to the rear of the trigger guard. In other words, do not immediately release the trigger after firing. Gently, slowly, and very methodically release the trigger until you hear and feel a small click. Your firearm, for all intents and purposes, now has a hair trigger and is ready for the second shot. Reacquire and maintain your sight picture while practicing breath control, and then fire your next shot. Then repeat the same cycle as needed. You're going to find that your shots will be more accurate and you'll get a tighter group on your target. I have seen seasoned shooters on the range decrease their group size dramatically after putting this technique into practice for the very first time. It's a fantastic technique. Try it and email or call me and let me know how it worked for you. On our website at concealedadvantage.weebly.com, we've got a poll up, and so far I've only got 19 responses. The poll question is, how often do you carry concealed? 3 people said never, 1 person said hardly ever, 4 people said more often than not, 6 people said almost always, and 5 people said always. Pretty interesting poll. You can go to concealedadvantage.weebly.com to participate in that poll. This is in from the Star-Telegram out of Fort Worth, Texas. A federal judge granted a temporary restraining order Friday allowing 2 Tarrant County college students to stage their empty holster protest at the community college campuses. U.S. District Judge Terry Armin said in his ruling that Clayton Smith and John Schwartz Jr., who attended the TCC Northeast campus in Hearst, can wear empty gun holsters and hand out flyers in public forum areas, including but not limited to public streets, sidewalks, and common or park areas. TCC wanted to restrict the protest originally to a small designated area. But the students are still not allowed to wear their holsters in the classrooms or hallways. They state that they're protesting for the right of licensed gun owners to carry concealed handguns on college campuses. This is pretty interesting that they got to fight to carry a piece of dyed leather on their belt that doesn't contain any weapon at all. One of the students said that he's pretty excited and happy for all the students at TCC, whatever their cause is, to speak freely and get their message out. Smith said 4 students will wear holsters and hand out flyers next week, but they aren't planning a mass protest. This is coming from an article in the Star-Telegram dated November 6th. The article was written by Bill Hanna. And here's another story coming from the Star-Telegram out of Fort Worth, Texas, dated November 7th of this year. After the incident at Fort Hood, Texas, it says the Army is to review gun policies for all bases. One day after a shooter opened fire at Fort Hood, Texas, Army Chief of Staff George W. Casey, Jr. ordered a review of all force protection policies at Army bases worldwide. Thursday's shooting, he said during a briefing at Fort Hood, was a kick in the gut. Casey's announcement comes after questions were raised about base security and why soldiers couldn't protect themselves where they live and work. There will be an investigation to look at the whole policy, but Congress should not step in and try to change the policy, said U.S. Representative Kay Granger, a Republican from Texas. Each branch of the military sets a policy on whether guns may be carried on bases. Private guns are not allowed on Army bases or at facilities such as Naval Air Station at Fort Worth. Soldiers generally carry weapons on base, but only when there's a reason, such as a training exercise or a trip to the firing range. Personal weapons are registered with authorities on the base and stored until they are signed out. This base and other bases, these are people's homes, Granger said. So there are people who are armed on base, military police, security guards, but not in their homes, their schools, or in this case, the deployment area. U.S. Representative Michael Burgess, Republican from Texas, is among those wondering whether that this is the right policy. The investigation at Fort Hood is still ongoing, and Congressman Burgess believes that answers are needed before conclusions can be drawn and actions can be taken on such related issues. Thursday shooting revived the debate about gun rules for military bases. Currently, concealed handgun laws such as the one in Texas do not apply on military bases. Now, I'm not going to continue on reading the article. I'm just going to give my personal thoughts on this. I heard some idiot on the news this last week saying that if we had stricter gun laws and stricter gun control, this would never have happened. Well, the fact of the matter is, just the opposite is true. If there was 40, 60, even 20 people in that room that were armed with locked and loaded weapons, that gentleman probably would have never even considered going in there and committing the heinous crimes that he did. If United States citizens and Texas citizens can carry concealed in and about businesses in town, why in the world can't our own military people carry sidearms to protect themselves? It's ridiculous. All right, now, it's time for the quote of the week. Quote of the week comes from Jonathan Swift. For in reason, all government without the consent of the governed is the very definition of slavery. End of quote. From Jonathan Swift. Hello, this is Jay Kirtman with Concealed Advantage, and I want to offer those of you who already have your concealed carry endorsement, or even if you don't have your concealed carry endorsement, if you've already had the training, I want to offer you something special right now. I want to offer you the chance to come in and sit down in one of my classes and learn for free. That's right, totally no charge whatsoever. Come in and sit down and listen. Listen to someone who's been in armed encounter, someone who's gone on to the courtroom and come out and gone on to train other police officers and hundreds of other people just like you so that they can know the skills and have the legal knowledge it takes to carry concealed in Missouri. You may say, I've already got my concealed carry permit. I've already had my training. I just need to go down to the sheriff's department and get my permit. That's fine. Come in and sit down in this class for free. I'll even give you a certificate that says you were here. That piece of paper stuck in your file, should you have to go to court, will say something about you. It'll tell the defense attorney that you care enough about your self-preservation to get the best training you can. Call me. My number is 573-421-5386. That's 573-421-5386. Or shoot me an email at concealedadvantage@gmail.com. Look for me on the web at concealedadvantage.weebly.com. Hey, don't forget to check out our website. It's concealedadvantage.weebly.com. That's concealedadvantage.weeb as in boy, L as in Lincoln, Y as in young.com. And shoot me an email about the show. Tell me something you'd like to discuss or whatever. My email is concealedadvantage@gmail.com. I want to say thanks for listening, and remember, it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6, but the objective is to avoid both extremes. I'm Jay Kirtman. Keep it concealed.
This concludes the Concealed Advantage podcast. Be sure to check out concealedadvantage.weebly.com for information on the best concealed carry training in Southeast Missouri.